my Gigi's mine, daughter-in-law.
No, we're talking about now all of your sons and daughters.
Oh yeah, my sons and daughters.
All of them. What are they? They are your.
They are my children.
Right, that's what I wanted. Okay, Jackie is a.
Grand.
Right, but she is a. She's not a boy. She's a
girl.
Right. Okay. When she was little, she. If you didn't want to carry her, you'd push her around in something. What was that?
That was a carriage.
Uh-huh. Okay. What did you call it when you pushed the carriage? You'd say you were doing what to the baby?
Riding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Sometimes when you can't have a doctor come when a baby's being born, you have a lady who knows about babies being born and comes and helps. What is she called?
Well, in my days, we call it our granny.
Uh-huh.
Granny doctor.
Uh-huh. Well, is there a term that people use now more? That when the baby's being born, when this lady comes and helps the baby be born?
Now, say that again.
A baby, let's say when Ida was having a baby.
Yeah.
And it was being born, and the lady would come and help her have the baby, you know, right there when she was having it.
That's right.
What was that lady called?
Well, we called her Granny Doctor.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call them midwife?
Midwife.
Did you ever do that?
I called them midwife.
I see. Okay.
That's right.
Good.
I went and got them.
Okay. Does... What would you say if you wanted to tell somebody that Butch looked like his daddy? What would you say?
Well, I would say that his father, maybe, huh?
You want to tell people, though, that he looks like him.
Yeah.
Now, how would you say that?
Oh, I didn't want to tell him.
Hmm?
I didn't want to tell him. I didn't want to tell the people he looked like his daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would have said, Butch, your favorite, my son.
Uh-huh, and...
Your daddy.
And how would you, in what ways would you say he looks like him? In what ways would you say he favors him?
Well, there's a heap of ways you can say how he favors him. You can say he favors him by his walk.
Uh-huh.
Either favors him by the eyes or his mouth or something.
I see, good, okay. What would you say if Butch had done something wrong, and he had gone and run out into the street when a car was coming, and you knew if he didn't stop that he was going to get himself hurt? So what would you say to him to make him stop doing that?
Well, it frightened me. I was running down and tell him to stop down a hawking from running and down to tell him be careful.
How would you say you were going to punish him if he didn't stop?
Well, I tell him, if I see you do that again, Butch, I have to punish you, I have to whoop you.
Okay, good. Okay. Now we're talking about the word grow up, to grow up, you know, to get older and become adult. Okay. Now, we say, I'm trying to think of a good way to do this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. We do what?
We do what?
And I want you to use the word grow up in these.
Okay. We use the word grow up.
Yeah, I want you to say,